the Lord tonight for salvation.
Yes.
Deliver us from sin. We could do nothing without Him.
Yes.
I'd like for you to remember the Reed family back home, Brother. Brother Darnell Adams lost his wife. Very sad case. It's always sad when you die lost. Many times you've heard the gospel. You know, God don't cut people off without giving them an opportunity to be saved. I don't know how long and how many times God deals with people. Some people say one or two times, but I don't say that because I don't know. But I'm thankful that when they leave here, God has sufficiently dealt with them. Have given them every opportunity to be saved. There's no better life in the world to live than to be saved. Jesus told his disciples, if you die in your sins where I'm at, you cannot come. Now, where are you going to go? There's only two places, heaven and hell. You either go on one or the other. But I'm thankful that God has made provisions that we can go to heaven. All of us can go to heaven. It's a wonderful life. I'm enjoying myself here. Enjoyed the service this afternoon, healing service. I was thinking how I had migraine headaches for 10 years. I didn't go to one doctor and get any kind of remedy whatsoever. God, after 10 years, the Lord let me suffer for 10 years. That's a, I don't know, maybe you don't know what migraine headaches is, but they are terrible. They start on this side 3 or 4 days, and they end over here. They start over here for 3 or 4 days. I'm telling you something. But the Lord healed me. God is a healer. Same as a deliverer from sin, He's a healer.
Yes.
And He heals from all sin.
Yes.
I had bleeding ulcers. I mean, they bled. Worrying about your job, worrying about the things on the job, worrying about the people, the bosses there, they own you, they own their back. Let all that worry you. After a while, physically start bothering you. And them ulcers, they just ached in my stomach, just knotted up and ached. I asked the Lord about it one day. The Lord took them away just like that.
Praise God.
Said, don't you worry about these people and don't you worry about these machines.
Yeah.
So when I go to work, before I go in, I sit there and I have a little prayer. I say, Lord, whatever I'm working on today, Lord, make it run well. And I go in there, and they ask, they say, why do these machines run so well when you on them? I told this man, well, I pray for them. You know the Lord answered prayer? Without Him, we could do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. We are concerned more today than we have ever been about souls. We want to see people go to heaven when you die. Now you might as well get it settled in your mind that you're going to die someday. The Bible says it's appointed on the man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. Is how we live in this life determines where we go after death. It's how we live here. That's important. We want to please God. We want to leave. We want to have a testimony that we please God. That's the one we want to please. I heard a lady once ask the question. She said, What can I do to make America better? I said, get saved! You want America to be better? Get saved! If you want your family to be better, get saved! You want your marriage to be better? Get saved! See? Being saved will solve a multitude of problems. The Bible, Job says, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. We need to be saved so God can help us. This thing, that marriage of that sister wouldn't have lasted. They hadn't worked at it. Huh? You got to work at a marriage. Same thing, you got to work at your relationship with God. You don't keep His commandments, it's not going to work. God can bless you and bless your marriage and bless your life and make it what it ought to be in this life. Get saved. That wasn't no difficult question to answer. Get saved. You know how we can make America better? Certainly want you to continue to remember those people back home. We remember us here. We've been blessed. Been in the meeting. My mother last night. I tell you, I lost my mother at an early age. She's nobody like mother. Nobody like the church, brother. And the church don't have no sisters, no brothers. Huh? These people got Church of God over there and living like the devil. I mean, I see some of them folks, they got so much jewelry on, they look like a jewelry store. Talking about I'm a saint of God. Foolishness. That's foolishness. Only one church. Only one with mother. Only one with more. Say, well, don't you talk about the Catholics. Don't you talk about the Baptists. They false. They wrong. Jesus talked about them. How come I can't talk about them? Huh? Anything Jesus can talk about, I can do. We'd like for you to turn briefly. We're not going to be up here no long time. We said that quite a bit. I tell you, I've heard some long-winded preachers. I'm telling you, and when they got through, they didn't say nothing. We want the Lord to come down. A little bit of come down and bless us tonight. Because we can't do nothing without Him. Galatians, the 6th chapter. Seven and eighth verse. It says, be not deceived. God is mocked, not mocked. God don't play, folks. He don't play. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. The question tonight is, who is being deceived? Who? The person who thinks that he can do wrong and get by is being deceived. I don't care who he is. You cannot do wrong and get by, no matter how much you may try. Everything Jesus sees. You cannot slip around and do things and expect it, no one will ever know anything about it. But the things that are hid, that is done in darkness, is going to be brought to light someday. We thank God that He's able to help us, to enable us, that we don't have to do things wrong. But we can do what's right. Brother Shannon thought about the Paul. They called him Willie. Was Saul then? He was on the road to Damascus. He was standing up for what was wrong. But when the Lord struck him down and talked to his heart and said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" He said, "Who art thou, Lord?" He said, "I'm Jesus." Now Jesus was saying, "Get up off your feet. I want you to stand up now and do what's right." He was standing up doing what was wrong, but when Jesus gets through with you, you're going to stand up and do what's right. You're going to do the right thing now. We thank God for that. A person who thinks he can do wrong and get by is being deceived. You cannot do wrong and come out all right. You cannot come out right doing wrong. Makes no difference who you are. There's a story of a teenager girl who committed suicide. Oh, isn't that sad? The devil is killing our young folks. They got that philosophy that a friend of mine used to have. He's dead, gone now. He had this philosophy of live fast, die young, and have a beautiful corpse. Brother, when I saw him lying in that casket, it sure didn't look beautiful to me. There's a lot of that going on. The devil is out to destroy young people's lives. He don't care how he go about doing, as long as he get it done. And he don't ever give up. Get you up into something and get in some kind of marriage or some kind of thing. Get out there and get a hold of one of those devils.
That's right.
You know, the young people have the tendency to look for people that's beautiful and handsome. You know, the devil got some beautiful and handsome people. Huh? And they get out there and get a hold of somebody like that. And their whole life is messed up. Stay with God. Stay with the Lord. Those that are with God, stay with Him.
Amen.
Keep yourself pure. And keep yourself in the harmony and in close relationship with God. Save yourself for the one that the Lord may have for you someday.
Amen.
Keep yourself pure. Clean. This teenage girl committed suicide. The first time she went down in sin, her conscience didn't bother her. It didn't bother him. Then later on, she just kept going down doing things. And then, you can keep doing some things and you can get some calluses on your conscience. It can get so hard where it has no effect upon you. You keep pushing God off and having nothing to do with God. You go through life and neglect so great a salvation. What happened to the rich man who in the 16th chapter of Luke will happen to you?
Yes, sir.
It'll happen to you. She wrote a letter to her brothers and sisters and told them what she did, how she went into sin and all the things she done. Her conscience didn't bother any more. What this girl first started in sin, she had the same devilish philosophy of today. They'll never know. No one will ever know what I've done. But Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and the 12th and 13th verse, God knows what you did.
Amen.
What did that say?
For the word of God is quick.
The word of God is quick.
Powerful.
Powerful.
And sharper than
any two-edged sword.
Piercing even to the dividing of thunder.
Yes.
Of soul and spirit.
Yes.
And of the joints and marrow.
Yes.
And is a discerner.
Discerner.
Of the thoughts.
Thoughts.
And intents of the heart.
Intents of the heart. God knows.
Yes. Amen.
You can't hide anything from God. He knows what's in your heart. You know, You people come to the altar and, you know, I can't get a hold of God. I don't know what it is. It's something in your heart. That's what it is.
Yes.
Your heart. No one will ever know. Everything that in this life is manifested in the sight of God.
Yes.
God sees everything.
Amen.
It's brought out that God made the whole world, and He's looking down at the whole world, and He got the whole wide world in His hand. Sometimes when you're traveling over and you look down at all the thousands and hundreds of houses and see all these people, and a thought came to me, God knows what every one of them is doing. Satan works to deceive people, and he is very successful at that. Satan would have you think that you can sin and get away with it. Yeah. You can sin and get away with it. You can go on to sin and sow your wild oats and nothing will ever happen. But the Bible tells us that every sin and every disobedience is going to receive a just recompense of a reward at the judgment. Huh? You think you may be getting by here, but at the judgment, nothing's going to get by. We would like for you to turn to Ecclesiastes 11, chapter 9 and 10. What did that say?
Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth.
Yes. Young people out trying to call themselves rejoicing, sowing their wild oats, doing what they want to do in life. Disobedience to their parents.
Yes.
Disobedience to authority.
Amen.
And when they... if they ever get saved, to get them in there, they're disobedience in there too. You know, that's where it all starts at. Mother has a little baby, and she says, son, don't you do that.
Mm-hmm.
He just go on and do it anyhow. After a while, she says, darling, don't you do that. And he just go on and do it anyhow. And later on in life, he get in trouble with the law. Disobedience to the law, and they put him in jail or whatever, and you know, it just follows him right on down. When you get out in the world and to be disobedience, a lot of it starts in the home. That's where it starts. All the troubles that we are having today is a result of home life. How you bring your children up. You know, some people don't like to chasing their children. They pet them, get a little switch and switch them. Don't you do that. You put the belt on them a few times, they'll stop doing it. There's a time they need to be chased. There's a time that they need a good whooping. I've had many of them in my day. I tell you, me and my twin brother, we had more whippings than I believe anybody in the world. My dad said, don't you do that. Don't you smoke in this house. Don't you drink in this house. Don't you dance in this house. And he meant what he said, too. He'd come out on the porch and he'd whistle one time. That means get home. And if you're late, you're going to get a whooping. These people got it easy today. It was rough when I was coming up. But I believe I love my dad. And I love my mother. They meant me well. When God, when your mother and father chase you, they mean you well. You may not think it at the time, but they do. My dad, he was 40 years old. He could outrun me and Rudolph. We youngsters running, he'd die. We'd be out late sometime running, trying to get home, and he'd rerun behind us, whipping. Wham! 40 years old, he was fast. I mean, he could move. That man could move. Both of me and him, me and Ralph was on the track team. My dad, 40 years old, he's right behind us. We're doing all we can. Thank God for him, though. I'm interested in people getting saved. That's my, you know, on the way down here, I say if just one soul would get saved, I'd love to see a soul get saved. That's the best life that you can live. No better life than being saved and living for the God, for the Lord. God wants to bless your life. He wants to enrich your life. He wants to make you full and complete in this world. You know? In Colossians it says, ye are complete in Him. You know? God wants to make your life complete. God wants to bless your life, and the devil wants to destroy it. The devil comes to kill and steal and destroy, but he said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I got more life than I ever had. Now, we some lively stones now. Sometimes you go in some place, you wither, wonder. A few dead stones around. We're lively stones alive now. We have been raised from death to life. And we ought to act like we're alive. I'm not talking about acting unseemly. I'm not talking about trying to put on a show. But if God is in you, we in Him, we live and move and have our being, don't we? Young people, don't get out into the world, get out into the byways of the world, and getting out into sin, and getting out into politics, and getting out in things that has no value, that has nothing of any value whatsoever. And it can be limited to an extent in your education background. You just don't go on and trying to be more than what you ought to be. I run into too many people like that. Can't tell them nothing about Jesus. People get to think they know something, and they got, you know, they so high they you can't even. They look at what you don't call it foolishness. Yeah. Well, it's the best thing that ever happened in this life. Yeah. Is someone still reading that?
Ecclesiastes.
In your youth.
Let
your heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth.
And walk in the ways of thine heart.
That's the way many young people live, walking in the ways of their own heart.
Yes.
Doing their own thing.
And in the sight of thine eyes.
Yes.
Know thou that for all.
Don't you know that God is going to bring the things that you do into judgment?
Yes.
Every little thing. You can slip around and slide around and get into this and get into that, but God is going to, you're going to have an account of that someday. You cannot do wrong and get by. God do not play. God is not mocked. He don't play. And all the people are being deceived today. These so-called churches. Come over here. He's over here. Come over here. He's over here. You better stay where you are. Come over here. You can sow your wild oats if you want it, but it's going to come into judgment someday. You know one thing? Satan baits his hook well. Now you fishermen know what I'm talking about. Satan baits his hook well. You want to catch some fish, you're going to have to get some good bait.
Yes.
Well, that's the way Satan is. He's out. He's out fishing for these young folks.
Yeah.
Foolish. I think he was mentioned the other night. He said something about, well, give me the 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why he wanted the 18-year-olds, because the 18-year-olds didn't have no sense. They didn't have no sense. You know what they do? You got to take a heel out there.
They'd run right on out there, take that heel and get killed. But a 20-year-old, a 21, he'll sit back there. And he'll think about it. No, I'm not going out there.
There's a lot in there. He'll think about it. See? An 18-year-old don't have the wisdom of a 21, at least he should. Satan baits his hook well. With the love of money. This is it. Love of money. I realize it takes money to live. And it takes a lot of money to live today. The economy is at a state where many cases, two people, three people have to work in order to be able to survive. And in this modern age we're living in, where young people are getting more education and they're getting better paid jobs, they don't have any time for Jesus. They don't have any time to work for Jesus. God is calling. Do you know, you it's places that don't have ministers, that don't have pastors. There was a time when they had many, many ministers, but today people are not consecrating and their lives to the Lord like they should. Because they want to be a computer programmer. $45,000 job, computer programmer. When they get home, they don't have no time. The Satan baits his hook well with the love of money. Enticing. One of the things of a bait is to entice, to attract the fish. See? The devil has all these glittering lights and different. This lady in the Reader's Digest, when she was a young girl, she was beautiful and everything, and so she got in contact with some people and they wanted her to model. Well, you want to be a model? She said, yes, I want to be a model. So she started modeling, and after a while, they said, well, we want you to model Marlboro cigarettes. You know, beautiful woman with a Marlboro cigarette. But the devil don't tell you that later on, they have to take your voice box out, everything out, and you can't even talk anymore. He don't tell you. You see, there's a way that seemed right, but the end of that way is death. The devil is out to destroy young people, old people, middle-aged people, anybody that he can get his hands on. You think he's asleep? He's not asleep. The devil preaches and the devil sings and he tries to be a trustee. Huh? The devil wears Haarshaver mark suits and Stetson's hats and cashmere coats. You know that? I've had them come up and bug me. Full of devil as he can be. But I'm thankful that God has a people. Common. Not dumb people. I am going to say no saint is a dumb person. Not if he's a saint. He's not no dumb person. Satan baits his hook well. Enticing with riches. And affects you in a way that renders you unfruitful for God. You're not going to bring forth fruit for God loving the world and being part of it. Produces no fruit. We don't pursue honors. Is that saying too much for you? We do not pursue honors. But what we do pursue is souls.
Yes.
Amen.
Prestige and honor. I'm not trying to take anything from a gifted person or anything. Mm-hmm. They're just born that way. Mm-hmm. I know a few of them. But I'm thankful. But what I'm trying to say is this, that Satan baits his hook well.
Yes.
And he his whole thing is to trap you and get you in a position where it renders you unuseful in the things of God. Riches and fame and quest for satisfaction. Everybody wants satisfaction in. But there is no true satisfaction apart from Jesus Christ. No true satisfaction. Only Jesus is able to satisfy. As Sister said today, I want to wear out my body for Jesus. That's my philosophy too. We need to wear out our bodies for Jesus. Huh? Because we are not our own. We have been bought with a price. Jesus shed his precious blood for you and I, that you and I could have eternal life.
Yes.
Isn't that a wonderful Savior?
Yes.
Shed his precious. He didn't have to do it. He said, I have power to lay it down and I have power to take it up.
Yes.
He done it of himself.
Yes.
Loved us so much. I thank God for that. You know, when I was a youngster coming up, I never did think about it. It never entered my mind to be saved. Although I was brought up in a Christian home. I was brought up in saints' home. This was not something. I didn't come out of Baptist church and Catholic church and Lutheran and Episcopalian churches. I was brought up into the evening light church of God. My dad and them used to take us down to a camp meeting in Oklahoma every August. Every August, we'd be down after some camp meeting. And hearing the gospel and looking at the saints, how they leaping and shouting and praising God. And you go in some of these places, they're as dead as a doornail. Huh? We need to praise God sometimes, don't we? Praise is commonly among who? The upright? We need to praise God for the wonderful thing He's done for us. My mother's gone, but I'm sure glad I got one. I'm sure glad I got a mother that is able to do more than he can ever ask to think. A mother that is able to keep me from falling and present me faultless before the throne of God. Don't let nobody trick you young people into throwing your lives away. The devil got a lot of things. I know we don't have time tonight to bring all those out, but there's no true satisfaction apart from Jesus Christ. He says, those who have reached the mountain of wealth confess that riches and things fails to satisfy. I know we've heard of this Mr. Eastman of Eastman Kodak Film Company. He stepped into a New York hotel one day and put a gun between his eyes, shot his brains out. There is no peace to the wicked. That's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to put a gun to you and shoot your brains out. He's out to destroy your life. You are going to reap exactly what you sow. And you can never expect you can never expect to gather good when you have sown evil. In Job, the 4th chapter and 8th verse, he says, even as I have seen they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness, they reap the same. You, You reap what you sow. God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that's exactly what he's going to reap. Good sowing will bring good harvest. Is that right? If you sow good things, you're going to have a good harvest. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. There are those who keep putting off God, getting right with God, and play right into the hands of the devil. A lot of people are playing right in the hands of the devil. But God is here tonight, and He wants to deliver every soul out of sin. It says in Matthew 1 and 20, I have come to seek and to save that which is lost. Yes. And I think he says that he's still able to deliver. He's still able to keep that, keep our souls and help us. And in Luke, the first chapter of Luke, in the 73rd verse, yes.
That he would grant unto us.
Yes.
That we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies.
Hold it right there. God wants to deliver you out of your hand.
Amen.
Of the enemy.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
God wants to deliver us out of the hands of our enemies.
Amen.
Yeah. Who is our enemy? Jesus. Not Jesus. The devil.
Amen.
The prince of the power of air, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. He wants to deliver you out of the hands of your enemy. You know you'll never be able to live like you wanted. You ought to live unless you're delivered out of the hands of your enemy. You'll never be able to live a Christian life without being delivered from the power of sin. And God is able to deliver us from all sin. Can you go on with that? We can't serve him without, we can't serve the Lord unless we're delivered. Without fear, with holiness, in righteousness, yes, all the days of our life. God wants to deliver you out of the hands of your enemy. And he's able to do it tonight. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. God wants to deliver you tonight out of the hands of your enemies. How do we do that? The song says, I came to Jesus repenting, confessing my every sin. My heart door swung wide open, and glorious peace flows in. God bring, when he comes into your life, he brings peace in there.
Yes.
Brings love and joy and contentment. When things are going wrong, I can still have joy.
Amen.
I can still have peace. And I'm not talking about this young man in New York that a priest was asked talking to him, and he this man is on dope. He says, I just want a little peace. What he was talking about, he wants some dope. I just want a little peace and a little peace. God has something better than that. God has some peace that passes all understanding. When things are going wrong, you can still have peace. When you lay down, you still can have peace. When things are going wrong in your family, you can still have peace. When things are going wrong on your job, you can still have peace. Peace that passes all understanding. I thank God for that. He wants to deliver you out of the hands of your enemy. And what are you going to do tonight? What must I do? What must I do to be saved? Believe. Repent and confess and forsake sin. And you can have the peace that passeth all understanding. Amen.